Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh, and today we're going to be surfing down the rabbit hole waves. So every once in a while, we get sucked into an energy that's not for us. Today, we're going to explore some ways to jump back onto our own waves and gain seniority over our space again. And that sounds really, really difficult, but it's not. It just takes a couple of hours during the day, a couple of internet searches, and we fall into the abyss. It could be a deep dive into a subject, a deep dive into an argument, a deep dive into waiting for something to happen. And as a super sensitive psychic, we want movement, creation of new energy, enjoyment of an energy. We want to be in our bodies or flying out of our bodies. We want to do everything and nothing at the same time. That would be ideal. We want a quality of an energy like calm or enthusiasm, or we want to talk to the universe and be in that energy of curiosity. So all that sounds great. And then there's the rabbit hole waves. It's those amounts of time you will never get back. So super sensitive psychics are really not keeping track of time. It's kind of not our thing. As you probably noticed, I can never finish a show at the exact same time ever, no matter how hard I try. I have little timers and stuff. None of that works. I'm usually late in other parts of my life in like 10 minutes, not even a good 2 hours. Like if you're going to be late, be really late. Not 10 minutes. That seems silly. Or sometimes I'm obnoxiously early, which is just as annoying. So, you know, we just don't do time well. We're not really good at it because we're usually not in that energy of time. You know, some folks out there can enjoy all of that and they find comfort in it and comfort in the reliability of it. But we're not into that. It's just kind of not a super sensitive psychic thing to do. But, you know, sometimes we've learned techniques to sort of get us to places on time. But in these rabbit hole energies, they grab a hold of us and they'll pin you down for an amount of time. And we want to be really aware of what that is. And sometimes we won't know exactly how it started or where it came from, but we can definitely jump out of that energy. And so we want to be aware that we can jump out of that energy. So if you just spent 2 hours on the internet researching ice cream machines and if they can make gelato, you know, this show is for you. So we want to be aware that like these weird dips in time happen and we can get back to our own waves. Like whatever we were doing before, we don't want to judge ourselves and get all mixed up and being angry about that. We just want to be like, oh, that happened. Okay. And we're going to go jump back on our wave. But we're going to have a couple of little techniques or tools that we'll kind of go through in meditation that should be hopefully a little bit helpful when this happens, because it will happen again. It's not like it's not going to happen in the future, but we do have ways of sort of changing our approach to when we do find that we're in a rabbit hole. So we want to look at like the who, what, where, when, and why. Does something want your energy pinned down? And like for what? You know, which wave were you on? And where do you want to go next? And we want to get you back on your waves. So like, what is that energy that wants you to be away from what you were doing you know, before this happened. And so sometimes that can get a little too analytical outside of meditation. It's a little bit easier when you're meditating after the fact and you can kind of look at, oh yeah, it's just that thing. Sometimes it's a song and that can send us off on a tangent. And sometimes it's something we saw on a screen somewhere and that can send us off on a tangent. Sometimes folks around us will show up with different energies that might be really difficult that they're working on. And, you know, most of us are those healer types. And so we're kind of sucking up some of that energy and we might get involved in an energy that's not necessarily ours. And so we can jump back onto our own waves. And so none of it's bad, but we just want to be really aware that it can happen, and then we can get our seniority back. And that seniority is such a big, heavy word, but we're in charge of our own body and the aura around us and the energy in this little bubble around our body. So we get to decide how happy we want to be today. We get to decide how enthusiastic or how energetic we want to be. You know, and if we're, you know, ready for our nap now, we're going to go sleep, we can do that too. So it's just these different sort of pockets of energies that we get to play in and you get to decide. And so that's sort of what I mean by seniority, is that there's lots of pushing and pulling of energies out there in the world, no matter where we go. There's other humans that have grand ideas of what we should be doing with ourselves, but that's not always necessary. And so we can acknowledge that they have high hopes for us, that we're going to do a certain thing that they're going to ask, but really it's our energy in our own space that we need to worry about. And so sometimes expectations and, you know, contributing to an energy or creating something that has to do with other groups of people gets us all mixed up. And so we have meditation for that, to get us back to our own wave. So sometimes during the workday, we get all mixed up, and that's okay. That's kind of, you know, part of the process of collaborating with others, is that we get to encounter their energy and we get to do something with that. And sometimes we're really successful of bringing all these wonderful ideas together and it all works out. And then other times it's just complete chaos. And that's okay too. We want to be part of this human experience. We can't block it all out. We wouldn't want that anyway. So what we can do though is get back to our own space. And for some of us, it's been easy or a habit to just jump out of our body and fly around and not really pay attention to all this collaborating we should be doing. And then for others, we get in our space and then we fight to the death to keep our space around us with a certain, you know, perfection type of energy, and, you know, all the chakras are, you know, move in the same way and they're all the same size and the certain colors that we want them. And we don't need that either, because that doesn't really help. So what we're going to get to today is getting back into that space of where we can connect to the universe. We can be ourselves within our own aura, have the own our own energy that we want around us. We don't need a fight to make that happen. We can just be. But sometimes in the moment during the day, we can't quite get there. So, as you know, we want to watch out for those unconscious activities. And so if there's, you know, a meeting that's supposed to start and people are waiting around and someone like me is late and people are just sitting around a room and then suddenly everybody's in that waiting room kind of mode and they all start doing sort of other things to just sort of keep themselves busy, but they're really just waiting. That can generate an energy that starts to influence your space. And it has a weird expectation, like we're supposed to do something in this waiting period. And that's not the only thing that can happen. So sometimes you could be waiting in line and the same thing happens where you're kind of spaced out, but you're not really, and you're just waiting there. But should you get involved in something else? Should you be thinking about something else in your head? It's like just a weird space. And then sometimes the routine or the repetition of our routine during the day can sort of lead us into these unconscious activities. For example, you know, going to the same place, ordering the same thing, and then you keep doing that over and over again. It's like you want to mix up that routine every once in a while just to give yourself a break from the repetition and any unconscious spaces that might be there for you. It doesn't happen to everyone, this sort of reaction to this unconsciousness that humans get themselves into. It doesn't happen to everyone at the same time. But when it happens to you, hopefully at the end of this show, you'll have other ideas of what to do about it. And then sometimes we just space out in public places, you know, and it may not be the best thing to happen. Like if it's on a busy street in rush hour, you know, you don't want to space out. But if you are, that's pretty much a rabbit hole. So spacing out in a picnic, at a picnic in a park, lying on the grass, watching the clouds, you know, great. Like space out all you want. But you don't want to do it in a busy street during the rush hour, for example. You want to pay attention. You want to be involved. It's like, oh, here's your time to embrace humanity. And instead you're checking out. And wait, is that you checking out? Or was there just some unconscious wave that came by and you just jumped on it by accident? So we want to kind of get a little bit aware of these unconscious sort of activities or energies are kind of floating around all the time. And we want to be gentle with ourselves that we can jump on those unconscious waves and then jump off. It's okay to leave it. And I think sometimes we get sort of stuck, like we have to be in this certain mode. And once we picked a path, we can't jump back on a different path. I don't know why that is, because as a super sensitive psychic, you want all the energy you could possibly have at your fingertips and you want to jump all around and do all this stuff. But when you're in that rabbit hole, you're kind of sucked into this like tractor beam of energy for a while. And you don't, it's like you, it's almost a little bit of stubbornness that kind of gets in there and keeps us there. So anyway, I think you all know what I mean by now. But these activities, these unconscious activities, come with emotions. And so when you figure out you've been researching recipes for 2 hours now, that's a rabbit hole. And so what's happening there? You want to start asking yourself some questions. And it's not wrong that this happened, but we want to allow ourselves to jump out of there, whatever that is. So we're going to give ourselves some options. You can imagine that that rabbit hole of nothingness becomes somethingness. We're going to experiment with that in meditation in a second. And we want to look at different vibrations we can assign, different shapes we can give it. Sometimes we can use color or light. Sometimes we can decide to add a quality. And just that sort of definition and classification of the energy you're in will spit you out of it, because now you're conscious and you're back in your body going, what is this? You're asking yourself questions of what's going on. And that usually will get you out. So we're going to work with this tool called Create and Destroy Roses. This was a technique that I learned at the Berkeley Psychic Institute a million years ago. But other modalities use this tool of using a rose. It's easier to imagine a rose, and you can imagine it, and you can also get rid of it. And when you can do that, create a rose and destroy a rose, then suddenly you're back in taking charge of your space. You have your seniority back. And so it kind of sounds weird outside of meditation, But once you're in there in meditation, in that light trance state, it's so much easier. And you can create and destroy roses all you want. So the other thing that we can sort of tap into is that we have this sixth chakra at the center of the head where our clairvoyance is. And for some of us, being in the crown chakra is another safe space. And so for this meditation, you might want to look at where you feel more comfortable as we start to move energy around and imagine roses and that sort of thing. And so the top of the head, we call it claircognizance. It's where we know something off the top of our head. We kind of worked on this space last week. And that crown chakra helps you sort of be in that space on top of your head. And it gives you a little bit of a space from the emotions going on in the room around you, or whatever area you're in. It gives you kind of this bird's eye view of things. And it does give you a little bit more space than, let's say, being in the sixth chakra. And so sometimes when we find ourselves unconscious, we will go naturally to the seventh chakra at the top of our head. So you might want to notice that might also happen. Then there's other folks out there that when they are sort of moving in an energy that they didn't want to be moving in for a while, and then they come back to their space, they go right to the heart space. So you might want to notice that too. And some of these sort of maneuvers might come from ancient mystery schools hundreds of, eons ago. So you might have that in your makeup, whether or not you have had the training this lifetime. So sometimes we just naturally default to, psychic information that's in our, soul, in our spirit. So that's okay too. So we want to look for that space and see where that feels natural. Usually we kind of skip over the fifth chakra, but that's also an option too. Usually when we're in an unconscious state, that fifth chakra kind of is doing something else. We're probably communicating and telepathing, so it's probably busy. And that's why we don't kind of return there, because we're trying to change the energy. So, okay. So let's take a deep breath. I'd like you to get into that space behind your eyes or on top of your head, either one. And I'd like you to just notice how big your aura is around your body. Sometimes, some days, it's really big. Other days, not so big. So just notice the shape. Is it a perfect sphere? Is it like an amoeba? Is it moving around? Is it like a big oval? And I'd like you to bring that aura around you, about 2 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. You just want that circle of energy around your space. And sometimes just that piece of drawing in your aura will get you out of that unconscious energy. So you'll notice just a different sort of feeling when you bring that aura in close to the body. So just the change alone is already helping you. And then from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, you want to say hello to the center of the earth with the grounding cord. It's like a column of light that you can imagine from the base of your spine all the way to the center of the earth. And the earth sends hello back to you. That earth energy starts to bubble up the spine. And while that is happening, from the soles of the feet, that earth energy starts to flow through the soles of the feet, through the legs, through the hips, into that first chakra. You're getting lots of looping action right now, just with earth energy. And so just the idea of saying hello to the center of the earth, you've already changed your space and your energy to get you out of that unconscious rabbit hole. The earth is filling you up with all sorts of energy and wisdom from thousands and bazillion years it's been around in the cosmos. And so right there, it's saying hello to you in a conscious way. Before we started meditation, you were probably connected to the earth, but maybe it wasn't so conscious, and now it is. And so that earth energy starts to bubble up the spine. It'll flow over the shoulders, down the arms, and out the palms of the hands. If you open up those hands and just let that earth energy flow out of the palms of the hands, that's another way to change your space. And then just allow that earth energy to flow through the fifth chakra at the throat, sixth chakra, center of the head, and out the top of the head. And what happens is that this earth energy flows over the top of your head through the layers of the aura. It's kind of like a little whale spout. There's other chakras above the head as well and below the feet. So you might notice sometimes the range of this energy will be very far. And then the other entity we're going to say hello to is the sun. So our cosmic sun that's been really active lately since this eclipse event just happened. You might want to say hello to the sun. It's kind of in a fresh new space. A little bit of a reset there after the solar eclipse. Reset for us and our relationship with the sun. I'd like you to imagine a great big golden sun above your head. And that energy is going to start to flow through your space, through the seventh chakra at the top of the head, sixth chakra, center of the head, and down the back channels of the spine, all the backs of those chakras, all the way down to that first chakra. And then that solar light will continue up the front channels of the spine. Some of that light will continue down that first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, making a column of light. And some of that solar light will pass through the legs, some of that solar light will flow over the shoulders, down the arms, and out the palms of the hands as it continues up the front of the chakras. So between the earth and the sun, you've made yourself into a column of light. And I'd like you to just notice again where you are as a spirit. Are you in your aura? Are you in your heart? Are you in the center of your head? Are you in the top of your head? Seventh chakra. Just notice that space. So I'd like you to imagine a rose out in front of you. And this rose can be outside your aura, but it's out in front of you. And I'd like you to imagine a rose that you're going to create out of thin air. Might have a certain color to it. Might have a really long stem, a couple of leaves. Just sort of notice what it's doing. You might want to let it spin around. Just sort of notice what's happening to it. Is it fully open? Is it opening up as it spins around? Does it have its own grounding cord already attached? Sometimes that happens. And then I'd like you to just destroy that rose. So even if you've already gotten attached to it, you can make another one later. I'd like you to just destroy it by letting it light on fire. It might explode. It might just disappear. It might turn to ash. And any of that energy that kind of wisps away, it will go back to the center of the earth. All right, let's do another rose. I'd like you to put out a rose out in front of you, and this is going to be a really big one. Might have a lot of petals. I'd like you to notice that stem, little branches, leaves. And I'd like you to take this rose on the outside of your aura, and I'd like you to let it do a couple of loops around your aura, around your space. Up and down, side to side. It's orbiting your space on the outside of your aura. It's collecting any energy that might be unconscious on the outside of your aura. Just notice how big that rose gets. Sometimes there's just random thoughts floating around that aren't yours. Who knows where they're from? They're just floating around. So that rose will just move some of that energy out of your way. I'd like you to imagine that rose right out in front of you again. Notice how big it is with all the energy it collected. And then I'd like you to destroy it again. Can disappear, you might explode it, might light it on fire. It might just disintegrate. And any wisps of energy can go back to the center of the earth. Great. And now I'd like you to imagine a rose out in front of you that's on the inside of your aura, but outside your body. You might imagine this from the top of your head, from the sixth chakra, center of the head, or somewhere else. I'd like you to just let that rose be out in front of you. You might notice if it looks different because it's on the inside of your aura. I'd like you to let that rose start to circulate those layers of your aura. We won't have it go into the body yet, but we just want it to make its way through all the layers of the aura, between your body and the outer layer of your aura. You might notice that that rose does a whole bunch of loops and swirls around your space, collecting any of the unconscious energy that might be hanging out. Sometimes unconscious energy hangs out from 3 weeks ago, and we're like, how did that get there? I don't know, but let's just let it move on. So let's collect it, let that rose get really big. If you have noticed any unconscious energy around your head, around sort of the space around you, around your shoulders, on the outside of the body, Sometimes we move very slowly throughout the day. Maybe it's around your legs. I'd like you to just let that rose collect any of that energy and have that rose return out in front of you on the inside of your aura. And then I'd like you to just explode that rose. Might disintegrate. You might light it on fire. Might just fade away. Any other leftover rose parts can just be grounded back to the center of the earth. Great. So I'd like you to imagine out in front of you, in your aura, outside the body, I'd like you to imagine a rose that is going to be an example of where you went unconscious in the last couple of days. Any incidences of waiting in line or being spaced out, doing an internet search you never thought you needed, any point in time where you lost a whole lot of time. And if you can't think of a specific event, I'd like you to just imagine that rose out in front of you is going to be an example of that space. And so that rose might look a little different than the ones before. It might have a lot of petals or only a few. And so I'd like you to assign it a vibration. And I'd like you to let that rose change its color from being that rose that was representing an unconscious event over the last couple of days. And you're going to decide that it actually has a color and it has a different meaning. And so sometimes that unconscious energy can be given a quality and suddenly it becomes a something. Instead of a nothing, instead of wasting time or missing time, it becomes timeless. It becomes a creation. So just take a deep breath and notice that rose out in front of you. I'd like you to notice that rose, what color it is. Does it have other pictures and images in it, in between the petals? Is it filled with light? I'd like you to assign it a color. And then I'd like you to add a quality to that rose. Maybe it's super efficient. Maybe it represents a fresh start. Maybe it has a creative quality to it, or it's a creative expression. I'd like you to allow that rose to be destroyed. You can explode it. You can light it on fire. You can release it down to the grounding cord, all the way back to the center of the earth. Sometimes these roses just disappear on you, and that's okay too. So I'd like you to imagine another situation where you lost a lot of time. Sometimes when you think back over the years, you know, different waiting rooms and different situations that were really sort of tough to bear. Sometimes it's not so much the waiting that is tough to bear, but the reasons why you're waiting. So I'd like you to imagine that blob of energy, wherever it is in your space. It might be between your body and the outside of your aura. If it's on the inside of your body, I'd like you to move it out into a shape that's out in front of you. So this time we won't use a rose. We're going to use a shape. You can use a circle or square or triangle. And I'd like you to let that energy fill up that space out in front of you. That shape might get really big. It might get actually small. Sometimes it happens too. And I'd like you to fill that space with a color. So not only does it have the unconscious event around waiting over the last couple of weeks, but it will also fill up with a color of your choosing. And then I'd like you to add a quality to that. So while you were waiting, you were also being really efficient with some part of your energy. Or maybe it was representing that space between an ending and a beginning, and it's the energy of a fresh start. Or maybe that shape is showing you that there's some other creative process that was happening during that time. All of that sounds like something you might have created. So I'd like you to ground that shape back to the center of the earth. Sometimes we let these shapes and these roses go back into the grounding cord that we already have from the base of our spine to the center of the earth, or we give it its own grounding cord. So whatever your choice is there, that's great. And I'd like you to destroy that shape. You can light it on fire. You can explode it. It might just disappear. Great. Okay. So I'd like you to put up another rose out in front of you. This will be in between your body and the outside of your aura. And this rose is going to fill up with all that unconscious energy that happens to be inside your body. So this rose, we're going to take our time here. We're going to have it start on the center of our head and around the head and all that stuff that's in the neck. Like, what's in the neck? I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff in there. Besides the spine. So just imagine that rose circulating the neck, around the shoulders, around the arms. You might notice this color of that rose is changing. You might notice that it's filling up with energy coming out of the heart, coming out of the chest, coming out of the back. The upper parts of the back. You might notice that rose starts to fill up with any energy around the solar plexus, that third chakra, all that get up and go energy. Just allow that rose to fill up. It might be getting pretty big now. And then around the second chakra, your gut is just below the navel. Has a lot to do with creativity, possessions, money, relationships, but all the chakras kind of work on relationships, but notice if that rose went back to the heart space, front and back, side to side, collecting more unconscious energy, and then to the first chakra. Base of the spine. Sometimes we get scared and we hide in our first chakra and then we forget What was that all about? So any energy that has to do with being scared or unconsciously scared because somebody else was scared and it kind of snuck into your space, just collect any of that energy. I'd like you to return that rose back to that spot in front of you. Notice its color, what it looks like, how big it is, how open the color. And I'd like you to give all that energy in there a new color. So all of that unconscious energy is going to be a real vibrant color. And then you're going to let that color be very much filled with light and sparkle. And then I want you to add a quality. It can be either efficient, it can represent a fresh start, or it can be something that has to do with being creative. And now that you've got that rose into that spot, all that unconscious energy now means something. It was in your space, but it means something now. All this other stuff happened with that unconscious energy in your space. So we're going to either ground it, release it back to the center of the earth. We're going to destroy that rose. We might blow it up. We might let it light on fire. It might dissolve. Might want to release that energy. Let that rose go. It's okay to feel attached and also to let it go. Because we want the energy in our space to be very much awake. Okay, we're going to do this again, only we're going to work on the arms and legs. So those hand chakras, those feet chakras, the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, the hips. There's a lot of different kinds of energy that hang out there. So I'd like you to imagine a rose out in front of you. Might be very neutral color. And I'd like you to take that rose and start to work your way around the soles of the feet, around the ankles, around the heels, around the toes. And let that rose start to move around each of your legs, through the knees and the hips, collecting any unconscious energy. Any times where you might have just been sucked into some rabbit hole and you couldn't climb out. Your arms and legs were useless with that energy. So I'd like you to just let that rose start to collect any energy around the hips, around the front of the legs, around the back of the legs. Then let's move on to the shoulders and let that rose collect any energy around the elbows. Sometimes when we're waiting, we're kind of in this position of like the thinker, that famous statue of Atlas with the world on his shoulders, pondering. We're usually making a fist. So I'd like you to let those, that rose collect any energy around each of your hands and your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, the length of your arms, front and back. And just notice how that rose has gotten a lot bigger since you last took a look. I'd like you to put that rose out in front of you. And I'd like you to decide what this rose actually means. So I'd like you to imagine that there's a vibration around this rose, and it has this little aura of light around it, and it comes with a color, and I'd like you to pick out that color. And then I'd like you to add a quality. It might be an energy of efficiency, a fresh start, maybe something creative. Those are your three options. And I'd like you to just notice how the rest of your body has stopped waiting while you've sort of defined that rose. And what all that unconscious energy was for, you just decided what it was for. So I'd like you to just explode that rose, light it on fire, erase it, let it dissolve. Any remnants of it can go back to the center of the earth. Just release that rose back to the center of the earth. Sometimes we start getting attached when we start creating those roses. Just sort of release that attachment and let that rose go away. It was unconscious energy you weren't really paying attention to anyway. Now we made it a thing, a somethingness out of nothingness. That's really fun. And now it's gone back to that center of the earth space. Great. So now I'd like you to put another rose out in front of you. And if you'd like to use a shape, you can do that too. And I'd like you to imagine that this particular rose or the shape out in front of you is going to collect any unconscious energy around the heart. We did this a little bit before, but now that we moved more energy out of the way, we can move out more of that unconscious energy around the heart. So sometimes we carry that unconscious energy right out in front of us, right in front of our chest. And I'd like you to just imagine streams of light leaving that fourth chakra at the heart, going into that rose or that shape out in front of you. That shape might be changing and morphing into other types of shapes. That's okay. I like you to imagine any unconscious energy from the back of the heart going into that rose. Just keep the rose or the shape right out in front of you. And then I'd like you to allow any energy on the left side of the heart going into that rose or that shape, and any unconscious energy to the right of the heart going into that shape or that rose out in front of you. Great. So if you are playing around with shapes, I'd like you to fill that shape with a bunch of light. Notice that that shape has stopped changing on you. It's an actual shape now. If it's a rose, maybe it's been changing the amount of petals it has or getting really big as it fills up with all of that unconscious energy. So I'd like you to fill those spaces with light and a color. And choose a color that you haven't used before. You want to mix it up a little bit. And then I'd like you to add a quality to that energy that's sitting in the shape or in that rose. And you can choose, it might have the energy of efficiency, a fresh start, or something creative.
Great. Okay.
So it's time to let that go. So we're going to destroy that rose. We might blow it up. We could light it on fire. We could let it just dissolve. Or we can just let it go back to the center of the earth. Just take a deep breath and notice where you'd like to be in your space right now. Would you like to be behind your eyes? Would you like to still be on top of your head? Or would you like to be in the heart? As an example, I'd like you to imagine that you can receive a lot more earth energy now. So imagine that earth energy is on full blast from the center of the earth, coming through the soles of the feet, through the legs and the hips, and then also from the base of your spine to the center of the earth, from the center of the earth to the base of your spine, it's on full blast. And just allow that earth energy to flow through your space. And notice how much you can receive of earth energy now, but there's not all that other unconscious stuff. So it's worth taking a look at the space, moving some of the rabbit holes out of the way, and then, wow, you can really receive a lot of earth energy. And then, wow, let's go see what the sun has for us. So I'd like you to imagine above your head a great big golden sun. It's a great big golden sun full of that after eclipse solar light that's coming into your body from the top of your head down the back channels of the spine. And you're filling up with as much solar light as you can possibly handle. You're bringing in so much solar light, you're just going to glow after this. Going to let that solar light go down the back channels of the spine, all the way to that first chakra at the base of the spine, up the front channels of the spine. It's passing through all those chakras. Some of that solar light will pass through the legs, through the arms, and out the palms of the hands. And some of that solar light will continue all the way down the grounding cord. And if you were a column of light before, now you're really a column of light. I'd like you to take a look at what's going on with your aura right now. As these earth and cosmic energies flow through our space, some of it fountains out the top of the crown chakra and starts to filter through all the layers of our aura. Does the aura seem clear? Does it seem opaque? Does it have a different color? On the outside of your aura, I'd like you to set that energy to be a gold for the rest of today. Sometimes using that gold energy just sort of lets you have your space, lets other people see this glowing ball of light coming at them. They'll either get out of your way or they will be so excited to talk to you. So you might want to remember that we did this when you get a lot of attention. So just sort of notice that space. On the outside of your aura. We had our aura in about 2 feet above our head, below our feet, side to side. But if you want a little more space, that's okay. You can do that now. You have so much earth and cosmic energy flowing through your space. Your own energy is doing its own thing right now. And when we move some of this unconscious energy out of the way, our own energy gets fired up. So if you had a color for your own energy flowing through your body, what color would it be? Just sort of notice. Great. Okay. So I'm going to leave you here in the capable hands of Phoenix Andrecht on M-Flow Radio. thanks for surfing the psychic waves with me today on InFlowRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by InFlowRadio.com, the best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.